Al Armendariz is the EPA's regional director for Texas.
We've estimated that in the first half of the year, from now through July, there might be approximately 20 to 30 permits that my office here at EPA is going to be writing.
The LCRA's Ferguson Natural Gas Plant in Marble Falls fits that category. The LCRA has an air permit application pending with the TCEQ in case the board decides to replace Ferguson with a new dual combustion natural gas and steam power plant. Claire Tuma is an LCRA spokesperson.
There is so much uncertainty surrounding this right now that no one is certain exactly where it will end up. So LCRA is closely monitoring the situation and will comply with whatever requirements we need to, whether that's from the EPA or TCEQ or both.
At the hearing in Dallas today, Matthew Tejeda with Air Alliance Houston claims he didn't see many industry officials coming to give testimony.
I think most of industry has gotten to the place where they know it's happening. And if it's going to happen, they want the regulatory process to be as clear and efficient and simple as possible.
But Bill Stevens says the federal government is asking too much. Stevens represents Texas Alliance of Energy Producers. The group represents 3,400 independent oil and gas producers who often work with some of the large refineries the regulations are aimed at.
We feel like the requirements are stringent enough on some types of equipment that truly are not available at this point. That's my word from some of my refiners and from manufacturers.
The EPA says no negotiations have begun with the state. Texas's lawsuit is still undecided, but EPA's Al Armendariz says his office will begin issuing permits as soon as applications are in. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.